Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thanks so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I have written 10 books. Everything We Didn't Say is my 10th. I like to do things in numbers. So 10 books. I have 5 kids. We have 2 turtles and a dog, and I've been married to the same guy for 22 years. So that's kind of my life in numbers.
Oh my gosh. So how do you manage a house full of kids and pets and writing? And I know you're involved in a nonprofit. So how do you manage to do it all?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm busy all the time and I kind of like it that way. I don't know. I like to have a lot of things on my plate. And it seems like the more I have, the better I am at organizing it and keeping it all straight. It's when I don't have anything to do that I tend to not get things done. So I'm pretty organized. I like to schedule my days, like sometimes to the minute, at least to the hour. And I'm pretty disciplined. I keep to my schedule.
Oh my gosh. And so what's your writing process? Do you write every day? Like, how do you come up, you know, get your writing done?
So for me, the worst advice that I ever received is to write every day. And I know that that works for some people. And I know that for some people, that's the best advice they've ever received. But for me, it doesn't work at all. And it ends up making me feel incredibly guilty for the days that I don't write. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I just can't. I have a sick kid and he's running a fever and the dog needs to be taken to the vet. And another kid has to go to the dentist and there's just a million things going on. And then if I tell myself I have to be writing that day, I just feel so much pressure and I needed to let that go. So several years ago, I gave that up and now I write when I can. And I try to give myself a 3-hour block. It takes me about 3 hours to really descend into the story and have time to work on it. But yeah, I don't write more than 3 hours a day.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Yeah, I think it's like everyone has their own process and sometimes advice. I remember just hearing like, take what you like and leave the rest. Like if it works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, like leave it. Like it's not the end of the world. It's not a life or death the situation. It's just like what works for you. Gotta figure it out. So let's chat about Everything We Didn't Say. Tell us a little bit of pitch.
I am so excited about this book. It's the story of Juniper Baker. She's a special archives librarian in Denver, Colorado, and she is returning to her small town in Iowa. It's called Jericho, and she hasn't been back in 15 years. So she's coming back ostensibly to help a friend, but really what she's there for is to finally solve the double homicide that happened 15 years ago and ruined her life, and hopefully to win her teenage daughter back. So
what was the source of inspiration? What was the seed that inspired you to write the story?
Oh man, it's hard to remember. I've been writing this book for 3 years and it has gone through so many different revisions. I actually rewrote it from the ground up 3 different times. But I know this one gave me a lot of trouble. You'd think that 10 books in, I'd know what I'm doing, but apparently I have a lot to learn yet. And yeah, that makes me excited. But anyway, I think that if I had to go all the way back to the beginning, it was a cold case in Iowa that just gripped me. And I ended up falling down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. And my heart just went out to the family of the person whose murder just hasn't been solved yet. And that's kind of where it all began.
I love this. And there's like a podcast element. There's like a little element of like true crime and stuff like that. So a lot of it feels like timely to, you know, this world, like we're looking at true crime and stuff. So thank you for including that.
So I'm a total podcast junkie and true crime podcasts are my jam right now. I listen to them all the time. So I kind of had to throw that in there as a little nod to my own addiction.
Tell me which true crime podcast we should tune in.
Oh man, I'm into lots of them right now, but I think the one that I enjoyed most recently is, True Spies. I'm a big fan of True Spies. That's really interesting. Unraveled is probably the true crime podcast that had me most gripped. It's the Long Island serial killer. They were trying to figure out who that was. Yeah. It was so, so interesting. And they didn't. And sometimes I think it's frustrating about true crime podcasts, but it's just a little slice of reality too, because we listen and invest all of these hours and very rarely do we actually get an answer. I also really like Tom Brown's Body. That was a great one. Yeah, so many good ones.
This is exciting. Thank you for adding some new podcasts, because podcast listeners may look for true crime. So, and I have to ask you, because this is true crime podcasting, did you watch Only Murders in the Building? Have you watched that show?
I haven't, but I've heard such good things about it. Is it good?
It's really good. It's delightful. It's like a homage to true crime podcasters. This is a set of like neighbors who basically encounter a murder in their building, and they're like, we're gonna do a podcast about it. Martin Short and Selena Gomez, and it's just like an unlikely couple, like, of neighbors, and just like involved in this like building. So
it's an all-star cast. It sounds amazing.
It is. So it's like, and the episodes are like half an hour, where they're like wholesome. They're really good. So it's not like gritty or anything like that. It's just more like, oh, I'm watching like this really cute story about true crime podcasts. So
I'm kind of funny because I love true crime podcasts, but I'm a bit of a wimp. Like, I can't watch really gory or violent it's just too much for me.
Yeah. Yes, I understand completely. So awesome. So let's chat about recommendations. Do you have any books you want to recommend to our listeners to pick up?
Yeah, I grabbed three off of my nightstand just so that I would remember what they are and whose they are. Right now I'm reading Leanne Moriarty's Apples Never Fall. I love Leanne Moriarty. I just think she's brilliant. And I think that she understands the human condition in a way that is really insightful. And I don't know, I always feel like I leave her books walking away with a better understanding of humanity and the people around me. So, and there's always a bit of a mystery element in there too. So I love that one. And I just picked up For the Wolf by Hannah Witten. Have you read it?
Yes, I did. It's so good.
I am so excited about it. I love retellings of like classic fairy tales and stuff. And I am just really excited to get into this one. I read the first chapter. I always do that just to make sure if I want to continue reading or not. And I definitely do. So I have that one. And then the last recommendation that I have today is Erin Morgenstern. Have you read her?
Yes.
She wrote a book several years ago called The Night Circus. And I just love that book so much. It's an adult book. It's a fantasy. I reread it every fall because I just find it really dreamy and transporting. So
yes. Oh my gosh. That's a really good fall book. That's the perfect fall book is The Night Circus. Yeah. So awesome. So tell us where you can find you online. Where can we connect with you?
Yeah, my website is just my name. It's www.nicolebart.com. Bart is with two A's, B-A-A-R-T. Unfortunately, my author Facebook page has been disabled. I've been fighting Facebook on this for almost 2 months now, and I really have no idea what happened, but I can't get onto Facebook, so don't look for me there. But I am on Instagram, and I'm very involved in that community and really enjoy it. So yeah, Instagram, Twitter, and my website, I guess, are the places to connect.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you, Nicole, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was so great to meet you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription.
If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.